Now, this morning was round one against the devil. Everybody shout round one. Did y'all have a great time this morning? I tell you, I had a Holy Ghost breakthrough this morning. Amen. I preached this morning an activating message that you're called, you're anointed. If you are a believer, you are a minister. If you're a Christian, shout yes.
Yes.
If you're a believer, shout yes.
Yes.
If you're a minister, shout yes.
Yes.
Everybody hold your hands up tonight. Everybody say, my hands,
my, hands.
My life
will never be the
same.
Never,
never,
never.
Never be the same.
I am called.
I am anointed
to do greater works.
I am a minister.
I will lay hands on the sick
and they shall recover. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Now, who remembers what I ministered on this morning? Anybody remember? I'm not a... Oh, they remember, Pastor Rocky. Everybody shout,
I'm not a camper.
That means you're not going to sit on your blessed assurance. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That means you're not going to cruise in here and cruise back out of here and just come in here and soak up the blessing and the great teaching by this man of God. But you're going to engage. You're going to be involved. You're going to invite at least how many each week?
One.
And you're going to write their name in the back of your
Bible.
Man, you've trained them well. That's why I love preaching here. Amen. And what are you going to write at the top of that page?
2020.
Perfect 2020 vision for 2020 for soul winning. Now, you don't have to take your Bible and Bible whip somebody. You don't have to try to crucify them or condemn them. All you're going to do is be kind, be good, be loving, and invite them to the greatest church in America. Can you say amen? With the greatest Bible teacher anywhere around the world. Come on, shout yes. Give Pastor Rocky a big hand. I love this man. I tell you, I love this man right here. Amen. Now, if you don't have a church home, then you have found the perfect church right here at Calvary New Life Fellowship. This pastor and his wife, y'all love Pastor Denise. She a sweet, loving lady. I tell you one thing. Out of all the 2,000 churches I preach in, she is one of the sweetest, kindest, and most loving first ladies of any church. I want you to know that. You got to love at least one of these up here. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Pastor Rocky or Pastor Denise. And I tell you, y'all got a great super team here, an anointed team who loves God, who loves you, loves this church, who loves to teach the word, who loves to pastor you. So if you don't have a home church, you're at the right place at the right time. Everybody shout, my church.
My church.
Everybody shout, my pastor.
My pastor.
And I tell you one thing, I preach this morning, you're not a quitter. Everybody shout, I'm not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter.
Everybody shout, I'm not a camper.
I'm not a quitter.
Then I preached on your climbers. Everybody shout, I am a climber. Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, those that climbed the mountain with Jesus, he sat there on the top of the mountain and taught them. They were his climbing companions. They didn't just sit at the bottom of the mountain. They didn't just sit at the bottom of the hillside. They climbed the mountain with him. Everybody shout, with him. And God has anointed you. God has called you. God has anointed you. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. If you're a believer, shout yes.
Yes.
I said this morning, it did not say these signs shall follow the pastor, the teacher, the prophet, the evangelist. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. I also shared with you, don't leave home without a bottle of what? Man, they learned. I mean, this is, y'all are so well trained. I tell you, this is a bottle of olive oil, because when you run into somebody that needs a miracle, are you going to try to hide them around the corner or take them to the bathroom to pray for them? No. If you're around a big old buffet of food and somebody says, pray for my migraine headache, just lay hands on them right there around the buffet. Can you say amen? If somebody can cuss next to you in a restaurant and use God's name in vain, how much more should we praise the name of the Lord everywhere we go? Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
So you're not a camper. You're not a quitter. You are a climber. Amen. You are called. You are anointed. There's no way one man can do it by himself. There's no way that one couple can do it by themselves. The reason this place is packed tonight is because you brought somebody. You came tonight, and that shows your faithfulness. If you plant and you water, who gives the increase? Who gives the increase? The Bible says if you plant, you water. If you invite, if you sow, if you go out there and water, God says he will give the increase. But if you don't invite somebody, listen, it doesn't take much to invite your waitress or your waiter or invite your bank teller or invite your dentist or your, it doesn't take much, just a little, maybe 1 minute to invite them to the greatest church. Amen. Get their name, write it in the back of your Bible and pray over that list every day. Everybody shout every day. And call the harvest in every day. Everybody shout every day. Amen. Tonight we're going to lay hands on everybody that is here. I'm not going to preach long because I want to pray for everybody tonight. And so this is a word from God for you. This is a word that God has given me as an appointed time for this church, for your family, and for your life. Everybody shout, I'm ready. Come on, put your fist up. Everybody shout, I'm ready. Everybody shout, I got it. Amen. Everybody stand tonight. Everybody stand. Hold your Bibles up. Hold it up high tonight. Everybody just wave it up high. Come on. Give the devil a migraine headache back there. Amen. Everybody shout, this is God's word.
This is God's word.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Shout, tonight is my night. My walls are coming down. Breakthrough is mine. I will be healed. I will walk in divine health. Everybody look at Jessica. Everybody say, Jessica, you will be healed. In Jesus' name, we call it done. Amen. Remain standing. Remain standing. Turn to Acts chapter 8 for the reading of the word tonight. I am preaching tonight on a Holy Ghost revival. Arise and go. Arise and go. Why sit we here and we got die? God doesn't want you to be a holy sponge. Can you say amen? He don't want you to just sit on your blessed assurance and soak up all the teaching of Pastor Rocky. He don't want you to just come here and be a lazy Christian to be those that sit on their blessed assurance, but he wants you to be out there going beyond the four walls and doing greater works. Everybody shout, greater works. Calling those things that be not as though they were. I'm preaching tonight on arise and go. Four invasions. Everybody shout, four invasions. When you leave this church, when you go beyond the four walls, when you become that Aaron and that Hur that holds up the arms of Pastor Rocky and Denise, four invasions take place. When you become those that are doing the greater works, somebody shout greater works. Four invasions take place right here in the New Testament. Acts chapter 8, begin reading at verse number 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Everybody shout preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached a denomination unto them. Everybody shout no.
No.
He went down to the city of Samaria and preached religion unto them.
No.
He went to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. Everybody shout Christ.
Christ.
Verse number 6. And the people with one accord. Everybody shout one accord.
One accord.
Circle those two words, one accord. Gave heed. And the people with one accord did what? Gave heed. Say it one more time.
Gave.
They listened to what was happening. They listened to the word. They became activated under those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing. Everybody shout, hearing and seeing.
Hearing and
look at your neighbor and say, open your eyes and ears, honey.
Open your eyes and ears.
They heard and they saw the miracles that Philip did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out, many possessed with them, many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. Verse 8. And there was great joy. Everybody shout, great joy.
Great joy.
Everybody shout, great joy.
Great joy.
And there was great joy in that city. Verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go. Look at your neighbor and say, arise and go, honey.
Arise and go.
Look at him and say, don't sit on your blessed assurance.
Don't sit on your blessed assurance.
Now look at him and say, invite at least one every week.
Invite at least one every
week. Look at him and say, don't leave home without your anointing oil.
Don't leave home without your anointing oil.
Olive oil. Amen. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And look at the obedience here. And he arose and went. He what? Arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, was there. Verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth. Look at the person next to you and say, open your mouth, honey.
Open your mouth, honey.
Now look and say, speak the word. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him. I can't hear you.
Jesus.
Come on, one more time.
Jesus.
Did he preach about a denomination?
No.
Listen, the Baptist cannot save you. The Assemblies of God cannot save you. The word of faith cannot save you. Man's traditions cannot save you. Man's traditions make the word of none effect. The Bible says he preached unto him Jesus. Jesus can save your soul. Jesus can break the generation curses. Jesus can reverse the curse of debt. He can reverse the curse of a lean, mean purse. Can you say amen? Everybody shout debt free. Come on, look at somebody and say, I will be debt free. Look at them and say, 2020 is my year. Look at him and say, not your year,
my year.
Father, I thank you for the anointing that I sense so very strong here tonight. Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I loose the anointing of breakthrough tonight during this teaching on four invasions to arise and go that you've called Calvary New Life Fellowship. You have placed Pastor Rocky and Denise right here in the heart of the Metroplex, the greatest location for a church to be, right here in the heart of Dallas-Fort Worth with 7 million people. And we call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that we will not sit here till we die. We will not sit on our blessed assurance, but we will arise and go to Samaria. We will arise and go to Dallas-Fort Worth. We will arise and go to Hearst, to Euless, and Bedford, and we will compel them to come in, that we will plant and we will water and God will give the increase. And we call it done in the name of the Lord, and everybody shout amen.
Amen.
You may be seated tonight. Arise and go for invasions. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that the flash of the televangelist is over with. And I'm not against preaching on television or Facebook or any social media outlet. And I've been a part of Daystar for 38 years. But I believe that the church is where the action is. I believe that God's attention is on the local church. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
It's not the flash of an evangelist. It's not the flash of a televangelist that's going to save the world. It's when the church of Jesus Christ is so ignited by the power of God and the fire of the Holy Spirit that when you leave here, demons have got to crawl. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That when you walk in on your job, there's going to be so much favor, your boss man's going to beg to give you a raise. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
Everybody say, he's going to beg
to
give me a raise. Come on, shout yes. You're going to have so much extreme favor over you when you leave here that when you lay hands on the sick, they're going to be healed instantly. Everybody shout instantly.
Yes.
That you'll never leave home without a bottle of what? Everybody shout olive oil. That you'll be so empowered by the Holy Spirit that when you walk in, demons have got to flee. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Sister, what's your first name?
Latavia.
Woo, Latavia, honey. I tell you one thing, you got it going on over there. That, the Holy Ghost is all over you, sister. Amen. I believe when Latavia gets up in the morning, the devil says, oh no, she's up again. Come on, shout yes. I believe when Sister Susan gets up and pokes Samuel in the side, the devil says, oh no, they're up again. Can you say amen? Don't be intimidated of the devil. You're not the call to be intimidated. You're called to be the intimidator. You're armed and dangerous today. Everybody hold your hands up. Look at your hands. Everybody say, I'm armed and dangerous. Shout, I'm a lethal weapon against Satan, against the devil, in Jesus' name. Notice here in Samaria, right here in Acts chapter 8, that the attention was not on a big-time pastor or a present-day televangelist. The Bible says that Philip was chosen as one of the seven deacons in the early church. He was a man right off the pews of the church. He was not a big time preacher. He was a man that God ordained. that God anointed. If you are a believer, you are a minister. Everybody shout, I'm a minister. Do you have to call Pastor Rocky to lay hands on the sick? No. You lay hands on the sick. Do you have to call Pastor Rocky to cast out devils? No. You cast out devils. Come on, shout, I got it. The Bible says that he was chosen as one of the seven deacons. He was to take care of the apostles and the neglected, the widows, the poor. He was not a big time pastor or present day evangelist. He was a man that God ordained. I don't care what kind of biblical degree you got or seminary you've been in. I don't care where you've been or what degree you have. Degrees will not give you the anointing of God. And I'm not against going to Bible college. It's a great place to go to learn about the word. But it's only when you find yourself in a prayer closet and you call out to God and say, God, anoint me. God, choose me. God, ordain me. God, let your power flow through me. You can come out of there ready to take over hell with a water pistol. Can you say amen? Come on, shout yes. Find yourself in a prayer closet and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. God didn't call you to sit here till you die. He called you to arise and go. Amen. Everybody shout, arise and go. Look at your neighbor and say, get off your blessed assurance. After the death of Stephen, another deacon, the Bible says it scattered the Christians abroad. And due to the great need, God began to raise up men and women out of the early church. We've seen a lot of scattering over the last couple of decades with preachers and ministers that have let us down. But thank God you got a pastor of integrity in this church. Can you say amen? Thank God you got a couple who love God, who are people of deep integrity and character, who love this church. And the reason this church is thriving, the reason God's going to cause this church to be debt free. Everybody shout debt free. Is so you can build a 300 seat auditorium out here. Can you say amen? Everybody shout, a church alive is worth the drive. You know, it's 110 miles from Mineral Wells to Terrell, Texas. Did you know that? 110 miles across this metroplex. 7 million people. And God put this church right in the heart of this metroplex. Come on, clap your hands. You're right in the heart of the metroplex. Notice that when Philip went to Samaria, he did not preach a religion. He did not preach a denomination. A religion cannot save you. I'm not talking about Buddha. Buddha is still in the grave. I'm not talking about Mohammed. Mohammed is still in the grave. I'm talking about the sea walker. Ooh, I feel an evangelist spirit coming on me right now. I'm talking about a sea walker, a dead man raiser, a blind man healer. His name is Jesus. He can take your stony heart and turn it into a heart of flesh. He can bring you out of the miry clay today. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star. He's the sea walker. He's the dead man raiser. He's the blind man healer. He's the leper cleanser. He's the man that walks on the sandy shores of the Sea of Galilee. His name is Jesus. Come on, clap your hands unto God tonight. Come on, don't patty cake. When Philip went to Samaria, he didn't preach a denomination, or a man, or a program. He preached Christ. He preached Jesus. Everybody shout Jesus. Jesus was always the theme. Christ was always the theme in the early church. Write it down, Acts chapter 9, verse 20. After Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus, the Bible says, and straightway, Paul preached Christ. He preached who?
Christ.
I can't hear you.
Christ.
Did he preach about the Baptist?
No.
Did he preach about the Word of Faith?
No.
Did he preach about the Lutheran?
No.
Did he preach about the Catholics?
No.
The Bible says, and straightway, Paul preached Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says, write it down in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified. Thank God he's no longer on the cross. Can you say amen? Thank God he's no longer in the grave. He's been resurrected from the grave and he's alive in this house tonight. Can you say amen? I said he's alive in this house tonight. He's alive in your home tonight. He'll be alive in your car when you're driving home tonight. If you're parked under a red light and the Holy Ghost hits you, Latavia, is that your name? Whew. If you're parked under a red light and the Holy Ghost hits you, just get out of the car and dance around the car. Can you say amen? Don't let the world steal your shout. Listen, you can't lose with the stuff we use. Can you say amen? Everybody shout Jesus. The Bible says, y'all making me lose my dignification up here tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord. Brother David, that's all they preached was Jesus. That's all they preached was Christ. And when you leave here tonight, I want you so involved with Jesus that everywhere you go, you invite people to Calvary New Life Fellowship. Can you say amen? When they say, where is it? It's in the heart of the Metroplex. It's right off of 183, 121. You just head north on Norwood. Is that it? What's the street out here that you can? No, Brown Trail. Everybody say Brown Trail. Then you take a left, and right over there to the left, you're going to see a white building. You just come right there, and you're going to find Jesus. Can you say amen? Make it easy to tell people how to get here at that church. Everybody say that church. Oh, you go to that church? Yeah, I told you last year. Yeah, I go to that church. We're not a dead church. Can you say amen? We're not a denominationalized church. Come on, say amen. We're a Holy Ghost church. We're a Spirit-filled church. We're a Word of Faith church. We call those things that be not as though they were. We're a Jesus church. We preach Christ. I said, we preach Christ. You got a greatest Bible teacher in America right here. Can you say amen? Come on, clap your hands unto God tonight. We preach Christ. Jesus said in John 12:32, if I be lifted up, I might draw all men unto me. Everybody shout no. He said, if I be lifted up, maybe I will draw all men unto me. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Everybody shout all. Everybody shout all. Not some. Not most, but all. If you plant and you water, God will give the what?
Increase.
The what?
Increase.
Isaiah 9 verse 6 says, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Sea Walker, the Dead Man Raiser, the Blind Man Healer, the Leper Cleanser. His name is
Jesus.
His name is
Jesus.
Acts 4 verse 12 says, there is no other name given by man whereby we must be saved, but in the name of Jesus. There are four things that happen when you go beyond the four walls of this church. I want to write it down. There are four things that happen when you invade this city. There's four things that happen when you share and invite somebody to Christ and to church every week. Everybody shout every week. Now, when you invite that one person, are you going to beat them over the head with the Bible?
No.
Are you going to condemn them?
No.
Are you going to try to lead them through the sinner's prayer?
No,
because the Bible says you're going to what? Plant and water, and God will give the increase. You're going to invite them to the greatest church in America. Can you say amen? You're going to write their name in the back of your what?
Bible.
And you're going to lay hands on those names every day. Everybody shout every day.
Every day.
And call the harvest in. Have fun with it. Have a joyful time with it. Call in those things that be not as though they were. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So number one, the first thing that happened when Philip went to Samaria and began to preach Christ. Number one, the Bible says the people got in one accord. Write it down. There was an invasion of unity. An invasion of what?
Unity.
I can't hear you. The Bible says in Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. I don't care what your name tag is, take it off. If you're Baptist, take it off. If you're Assembly of God, take it off. If you're Lutheran, take it off. If you're Catholic, take it off. Because if you die and go down, it's going to burn off. If you die and go up, it's going to blow off. Can you say amen? Look at your neighbor and say, take it off, honey. First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 17, for we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. See, there is an invasion of unity. Don't let any spineless jellyfish come in here and try to come against this couple. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I said this morning, man, you take your coats off and repent later. Can you say amen?
Amen.
When you begin to preach Jesus, it stirs up every devil from hell. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You protect the pastor. You protect the staff. You protect the leadership at all costs. Everybody shout all costs. Because listen to me, when you begin to preach Jesus, there's an invasion of unity. The white folks get together with the black folks. The black folks get together with the brown folks. You know why? Because God sees no color.
Yeah.
We are all one in Christ Jesus. Come on, shout yes.
Yeah.
Look at somebody and say, he's preaching now.
See,
there's an invasion of unity. See, I'd like to take somebody like Latavia. Is it? Latavia, I got it down. Can you imagine just taking her into some of those dead churches out there and just drop her in the middle of that dead church? She'd raise the dead. Can you say amen? Come on, shout yes. See, an invasion of unity. When you preach Jesus, the people, the Bible says, got in one accord. One can put 1,000 devils to flight. Two can put 10,000. Three can put 100,000. Four can put 1,000,000. Five can put 10,000,000. Six can put 100,000,000. Seven can put 1,000,000,000. Devils to flight. If seven can put 1,000,000,000 devils to flight, what can this room full do tonight? Can you say amen? Come on, clap your hands in it. Unity invaded the city. Everybody shout, I got it. Whew, I've already been preaching 30 minutes. So give me at least 5 more minutes. Let me see your hands. Let me 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Oh, amen. Number 2, when Philip went to Samaria and began to preach.
Jesus.
And began to preach.
Jesus.
Everybody shout, Jesus.
Jesus.
The Bible says the people gave heed. They listened to the message. If you preach about the Baptist, they're not going to listen. If you preach about the Word of Faith, they're not going to listen. If you preach about TBN, Daystar, all the other Christians, they're not going to listen. But when you preach Jesus, when he's high and lifted up, all men will be drawn to him. Can you say amen? When you plant, when you water, all you got, don't worry about saving them. Leave that to God. Have a good time inviting them to church. Have a good time, a fun time writing their name in the back of your Bible and praying over it. How often?
Every day.
How often?
Every day.
Have a good time with it. Say, I call these in. Do you know in 6 weeks you'll have 6 names written in your Bible? 12 weeks you'll have 12 names written here. But call those things that be not as though they were. So number 2, there was an invasion of obedience. Everybody shout obedience. Come on, everybody shout obedience.
Obedience.
I never forget, I was preaching in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I was praying from a Sunday through a Wednesday, God, give us revival. God, give us revival. Lord, give us revival. And I prayed, God, let the worst. I mean, I had this holiness woman come up to me, one of those big old beehive hairdos. I mean, way up there. PhD, Pentecostal hairdo. Can you say amen? She had about 200 bobby pins up there. Come on, say amen. Now, I'm not criticizing the holiness ladies, but she came up to me with that big old nose stuck in the air, that hair hanging back there. She put that nose down. She says, Brother Mims, I call her Sister Shonda. Whew. Sister Shonda said, Brother Mims, I'm praying none of those prostitutes are saved at this church. And I started praying, God, let there be an invasion of obedience. I said, let the worst, the rankest, the meanest prostitute come in here and get saved, sanctified. That's Church of God. And filled with the Holy Ghost. I prayed it for 3 nights. on Wednesday night. Sister Shonda was sitting about halfway back on the end of the row. She had a little space next to her. And I looked up at the front door and there came the prostitute. You say, Brother Mims, how do you know it was one? Who knows? When you see one, you know one. Can you amen? Come on, say amen. She had on a mini skirt up to here and she was coming down the center aisle trying to find a place to sit down. And lo and behold, about halfway down the aisle, she spotted it. The space next to Sister Shonda. Whew. And I was watching, and all at once, Sister Shonda, she stuck that hairdo straight back, that nose in the air. I said, God, why do they stick their nose in the air? He said, the weight of the hairdo. Can you say amen? And I started preaching, there's only one man that died on Calvary. His name is Jesus. I started preaching, there's only one man that can change your stony heart into a heart of flesh, and his name is Jesus. And before you knew it, big old tears came down the face of that prostitute. And she looked over at Sister Shonda. She says, Madam, will you take me down to that altar to meet that man's man he's preaching about? And Sister Shonda got right up in the middle of that church, and she had a purse on her left arm, and she had the prostitute on her right arm. And she came down that center aisle just as dignified as she could be with that hairdo held straight back about 3 feet high. And about halfway down the aisle, the Holy Ghost hit Sister Shonda. Who's ever seen the Holy Ghost hit a holiness woman? I mean, that head, that neck started doing this number. And bobby pins started coming out like Scud missiles. And that hair started coming down. And she had a hold of that prostitute. And she started dancing across the front of that church. And she knelt her knee in that carpet. And she led that prostitute to Jesus. Come on, clap your hands unto God. An invasion of obedience. Everybody shout obedience. Come, everybody shout obedience. Number three, who's having a good time? Shout yes. Who's ready to receive a double portion? Shout yes.
Yes.
Who's ready to receive your healing? Shout yes.
Yes.
Who's ready to see the generation curses broken? Shout yes.
Yes.
Who's ready to be debt free?
Yes.
Who's ready to be the biggest tither in this church?
Yes.
If you don't pay your tithe, God will take it out of your
Hi.
Quick learners, quick learners. Look at somebody and say, I smell hide burning. I hope y'all love me half as much as I love y'all, because I love this church. I love Pastor Rock and Denise with all of my heart. I want you to know that I love this church and their family. Number three, the Bible says, when Philip, a man right off the church pews, preached Jesus, the Bible says the people heard and saw the miracles that he did. Everybody shout, that I do. Look at neighbor and say, I'm going to do miracles. In the name of Jesus. Look and say, I'm going to lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. In Jesus' name. See, when Christ was preached and they arose and went beyond the four walls, there was an invasion of miracles. Miracles filled the city. Because they preached Jesus. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. If you're a believer, shout yes.
Yes.
If you're a believer, shout yes.
Yes.
If you're a minister, shout yes.
Yes.
Do you have to go to seminary to have a degree? No. You find yourself in a prayer closet and call out to God.
Yes.
You find yourself a church home like this great church. Because you can't have spiritual authority unless you're under spiritual authority.
Amen.
Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
God cannot bless you and anoint you if you're on an island out there to yourself. He called you to be in the church.
Amen.
To occupy till he comes.
Amen.
An invasion of miracles. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had to be members of Calvary New Life Fellowship. They were wild, radical. I mean, wild. I mean, Latavia on steroids. Can you say amen? And the king says, hey, boys, when we sound the alarm, you better bow or you're going to burn. They say, king, we're not careful to answer you. If it be so, God will deliver us. And he will. But if not, I'm still going to serve my God. Don't make me come back down there, Brother David. I'm ready to preach right now. If it be so, God will save my husband. But if not, I'm still going to serve my God. If it be so, God will heal my body, and he will. But if not, I'm still going to serve my God. If it be so, God will set me free financially, and he will. But if not, I'm still going to serve my God. Made the king mad. He had them bound, shackled, and he turned the furnace up 7 times hotter, Susan. 7 times. Who've ever felt like the devil turned your furnace up? Who's ever felt like all hell broke out? Who's ever felt like that the devil's come in to steal, kill, and destroy? But when he turns your furnace up, that means you're on the right track. When all hell breaks out, that means you're on the right track. When the devil comes in like a flood, that means you're on the right track. When the devil comes in to steal, kill, and destroy, that means you're on the right track. Look at somebody say, I've been on the right track. He heated it up how hotter?
7 times.
How hotter?
7 times.
And then he walked over there and he started counting them. 1, 2, 3. Don't preach my sermon. I'm not there yet. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Did I not throw 3 men in that pit? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Every time he counted, Samuel, he came up 4. Everybody shout 4.
4.
Everybody shout 4.
4.
He said, lo, I see. He didn't say I heard about it on Dallas Morning News. He didn't say I heard about it on CNN News or Fox News. He said, lo, I see the fourth man. And the fourth man looks like the Son of God. Mm. Looks like who?
The Son of God.
I can't hear you.
The Son of God.
Who is the Son of God?
Jesus.
One dead pastor said, Brother Mims, how'd he recognize that was Jesus? That was the Old Testament. Jesus hadn't been born yet. I thought a pretty good question. That's so easy to answer. I'll let Pastor Rocky answer. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And then I said, Brother, when you see him, you're going to know him. Can you say amen? He's the rose of Sharon. He's the lion. He's the lily of the valley. He's the soon coming king. His name is Jesus. He is the sea walker. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Come on, clap your hands unto God. When you see him, you're going to know him. The king made a decree and says, I make a decree that my nation will serve their God. Why did he turn his heart towards the Lord? Because he saw the miracle. When you preach Jesus, miracles begin to happen. Come on, shout yes. Number 4, and I close with this, Brother Dave, if you want to come. Number 4, when they preach Christ, the Bible says, great joy filled the city. Everybody shout great joy. Everybody shout great joy. When you preach Christ, there's an invasion of joy. Everybody shout joy.
Joy.
Write this down. You know what the acronym for joy is? J-O-Y. Jesus, others, and yourself. Write that down. That's the acronym for joy. If you want true joy, Jesus first. Serve others, and then yourself. What comes first?
Jesus.
What comes second?
Others.
What comes third?
Yourself.
Yourself. What brings true joy is when you preach Jesus. When you share Christ, that co-worker. What brings joy? Who wants to be debt-free? Shout yes.
Yes.
Who wants to have the joy of an overcomer every day? Everybody shout every day.
Every day.
When you know who you are in Christ, you have joy every day. You have joy on Monday morning. You have joy on Tuesday morning. Every day you wake up, you got joy. Jesus, others, and then yourself. If you're in sin, S-I-N, everybody say sin. S-I-N means to stop it now. If you want joy, stop it now. If you're in sin, what are you going to do?
Stop it now.
If you're in fornication, adultery. If you're in homosexuality, everybody shout, stop it now. Oh, but Brother Mims, it's not popular to call sin now. Listen, sin is sin. I don't care what sin you're in.
Stop it now.
I can't hear you.
Stop it now.
If you want joy, stop it now. If you want peace,
stop it now.
If you want joy, joy, joy,
stop it now.
Preach Jesus, stop it now. Who here honestly wants to be debt free? Shout yes.
Yes.
See, if you want something you never had, you got to do something you never done. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. If you don't invite somebody to church at least one person every, then you're going to keep getting what you're getting. You're going to have no souls, no stones, no rubies, no nothing added to your crown. You won't get the soul winner's crown. Can you say amen? But if you invite at least one every week, in 52 weeks when I come back, there's going to be 52 names in the back of your Bible. Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
That you're going to pray and believe God every day for the increase. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
If you want to be blessed financially, who wants to be debt-free? Shout yes.
Yes.
Do something you've never done financially and God will give you something you never had. Melissa Moore in Charlotte, North Carolina said, Brother Mims, I've been praying for a raise for 3 months. Every day, God, give me a raise. God, give me a raise. Friday, before I got there, she said, the boss said, there's not going to be a raise this year. But the Holy Spirit began to nudge her heart with joy and said, if you want something you never had, got to do something you never done. The Lord spoke to her that day to give what she had. She opened up her billfold. She had $75. She said, I never done this, Pastor Rocky, but she gave the $75 what she had. And when she let go of what she had, God let go of what he had. Can you say amen? And I'm here to tell you, she went back to work on Monday morning and joy hit her right between the eyes. Because they gave her, she'd been praying for a raise. They gave her, they said, Melissa, we changed our mind this morning during the business meeting. We're going to give you that raise and we're going to double your income. Can you say amen? Come on, clap your hands unto God. Because if you want something you never had, you got to do something you never done. Everybody shout joy.
Joy.
See, Psalm says, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. If you're a servant, shout yes.
Yes.
If you're a believer, shout yes.
Yes.
I was preaching in Indianapolis, Indiana, up on the front row. Bob and Judy Fain was sitting there. Bob said, Brother Mims, I'm $60,000 in credit card debt. But I want to be debt free. I want joy. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
And he took it out and began to pray over his finances. And the Lord spoke to him and said, give what you have. He opened up his checkbook. He had a balance of $133.28. The Lord said, give what you have. You've never done this? Give what you have for joy. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
He wrote out a check, $133.28. Balanced his checkbook to zero. He gave it to God. He said, when I let go of what I had, God let go of what he had. Who likes what God's got? Shout yes. I said, who likes what God got? Shout yes. And within 90 days, God began to bless his business and over $60,000 came in. He completely 100% debt free. Come on, clap your hands unto God. Completely debt free. I remember when I needed a miracle to go to the Philippines. I needed about a $10,000 miracle. And the Lord spoke to me to give $1,000. And I didn't want to give $1,000. I'd never given over $100. That was my first year in the ministry. And here I was broke. And here I needed a miracle, 25 years old. And the Lord spoke to me to give $1,000. And he would bless our Philippines outreach. I wanted joy. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
Who here wants joy? Shout yes.
Yes.
I remember when God spoke to me, I said, God, you want me to give $1,000? Let 3 horses come in the front door right now. I never saw a donkey. Can you say amen? But I got out of my comfort zone. No pain, no gain. I gave $1,000. I gave it to God. And Pastor Rocky, when I let go of what I had, God let go of what he had. And I'm here to tell you, within 30 days, over $10,000 came in. I went to the Philippines and we've trained thousands of pastors over the last 30 years. Can you say amen? Come on, clap your hands. And joy, joy, debt free. Who wants to be debt-free? Shout yes.
Yes.
Who wants joy of a debt-free life? Shout yes.
Yes.
Who wants to be the biggest tither in this church? Who wants God to raise you up as a millionaire? Shout yes. Come on, shout yes. I want to pray for your finances today. Everybody take your checkbook, your wallet out today. Everybody take your checkbook, your wallet out today. And I want you to hold it up to God. Just hold it up to the Lord. I'm going to pray. We're going to give you an opportunity to sow a seed into our ministry tonight before I lay hands on you. We're going to give you an opportunity to sow a seed before we declare you debt free. God said, your seed tonight. What you sow tonight, your seed gets the attention of God. When you get involved in the lives of others, God will get involved in your life. Lift your income to God right now. Lift that checkbook. Lift that wallet up to God right now. I want you to say this prayer out loud. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, say it out loud. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the devourer. Devil, take your hands off. My finances belong to God. Everything I have belongs to God. Move me out of my comfort zone. No pain, no gain. If I want something I never had, I got to do something I never done. I rebuke greed out of my life. No more tipping God. Tonight is my night. I declare joy from my seed tonight. I will be debt free. I will be debt free. I declare it done tonight. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Now pull it up next to your heart and I'm going to pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed before pastor comes. Give you an opportunity to sow your seed to be debt free. Just pull it up next to your heart. I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit tonight. That Lord, there's an invasion of joy right now as we preach Christ. There's an invasion of joy that if we want something we never had, we got to do something we never done. That God, if we keep giving what we're giving, we'll keep getting what we're getting. But tonight is our breakthrough. Holy Spirit, right now, nudge every man, every woman's heart that's in this building. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one moving. I want every man to let your heart be tender to the moving of the Holy Spirit. I want every lady right now to let your heart be tender. Holy Spirit, right now, nudge my brother's heart. Holy Spirit, only you and my brother know what his comfort zone is. Holy Spirit, if he wants something he's never had, he's got to do something he's never done. Holy Spirit, right now, speak a divine word that will move him and amount a seed that will move him from fear to faith. Holy Spirit, right now, nudge my brother's heart. Speak a divine word of joy, a seed of joy. I want every lady, every head bowed, every eye closed, I want every lady to let your heart be tender to the moving of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, right now, nudge my sister's heart. There's a lady in this building tonight that's carrying the load financially. You're wondering how you're going to be blessed financially. That new job, that raise you've been praying for. God says if you want something you never had, you got to do something you never done to move into the miraculous tonight. Holy Spirit, right now, nudge my sister's heart. Speak a divine word that will move her and amount of seed that will move her from fear to faith. Holy Spirit, right now, nudge my sister's heart. That joy will fill her home, that she'll be debt free, that when I lay hands on her bills tonight, her checkbook, her wallet, God, that will declare her debt free from the seed that she sowed tonight. God, we call it done right now. That breakthrough is mine. That breakthrough. Everybody say breakthrough. Everybody say breakthrough is mine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want you to get your seed ready. I want you to write breakthrough is mine. If you have a checkbook, I want you to open it up. In the bottom left corner, if you have an offering envelope, take an offering envelope, a pink offering envelope. Could somebody bring me one? If you could, Brother Samuel, if you could bring me a pink envelope very quickly. I want everybody to get one tonight. And pastor's going to come and pray. And I want everybody to take a pink offering envelope. And I want you across the top, I want you to put breakthrough is mine. I want everybody, make sure your neighbor has one. Make sure they have one. And I want you to put breakthrough is mine across the top of the offering envelope. And if you're giving cash, put it inside the offering envelope. Look and see what you have. You're giving a check, make it out to this church. Make it out to Calvary New Life Fellowship. If you're giving cash, make it out to Calvary New Life Fellowship. If you're making out a check, in the bottom left corner of your check, I want you to put these words, breakthrough is mine. I believe for breakthrough. Every city I go into, I believe for breakthrough. Thousands of testimonies that I've heard all across this nation, literally thousands of testimonies of people who've been financially set free from the seed that they've sown over a breakthrough prayer. And tonight, Pastor's going to pray a breakthrough prayer and admonish you and encourage you and give you words. Pastor, if you'll come and receive this tonight, if somebody next to you don't have anything to give, give them something to give. But I want 100% tonight who will sow a supernatural seed into fertile soil. Pastor, if you'll pray, believe God and share with us tonight. Amen.
Am I on? Thank you. You know, we teach giving every single week. So this is nothing new to you.
Yes.
But I tell you all the time, and I told you this morning, the only way I know how to get out of a problem is to give my way out of it. And to give my way out of something means getting uncomfortable. And, you know, I learned this particularly from Kenneth Copeland. And many of you have heard this story, but when he first got saved and he wanted to give to God, he had nothing. He had nothing. So he cut the buttons off of his shirt and put that in offering because he wanted something to sow. If you want the next level, this isn't the chicken and the egg. What comes first? God will move when we move.
Yes.
You take a step, God will take 10 with you. But as long as you're standing still, there's no faith, and God can't move.
Yes.
You got to start moving for God to move. So I just want to encourage you, as we do all the time, to just listen to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And when that number comes into your heart, and into your head, and you say, I can't do that, that's exactly the right number. Because it's that I can't do that number that's going to set you to the next level. You know, I believe God for you guys all the time. And you've heard me say this all the time, that sometimes I get a little frustrated because I see it working for me all the time, and sometimes I just don't, it's not working for you the way I want it to. And the reason it doesn't work for you the way I want it to is because I learned in my early 20s, I got to get uncomfortable. You know, the first time he told me to give 1,000, first time he told me to give 5,000, first time he told me to give 8,000, I about passed out. It's like, you've got to be kidding. But y'all have heard the stories, how God took me places and did things for me and protected me when we lost all of our income back after 9/11. Never missed a bill, never missed a house payment, never missed food on the table, never missed anything. Because we had taken those steps and stepped beyond what's reasonable into what is faith. Because faith is not reasonable. That's why they call it faith. So you take what you decided to give. Make sure you've got it marked on your envelope where it goes. That's to Lil Mims. And you just put your hands on that. And I'm going to speak over it. Father, in Jesus' name, as these people have decided to sow into this ministry and step out past what is reasonable and into faith, that you will honor that faith and that they will see things happen from a strictly financial standpoint that is beyond reasonable in their life. Because when they go past reasonable, you go past reasonable. And their expectation level will be far surpassed. Because you will honor their faith in their giving. I receive people in this church that are debt free. I receive people in this church that can write a check to build that building in the back. I receive people in this church that can write a check and pay off the mortgage. I receive people in this church. And those people, Lord God, I believe are these people, and that they will step past who they are and step into who you want them to be. And I receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. When you give, when you drop that in, when you drop your offering in tonight, when you put it in that offering plate, you say out loud, I receive in Jesus' name. Yes. Ushers, you may take up the offering. Oh, would somebody come get David, please? Take care of David. Do you receive?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Out loud. And I expect those testimonies to come in. I expect those testimonies. I expect you to be coming up to me and telling me. And I expect you to be getting up in front of the church and telling them. I expect it in Jesus' name. And I receive it in His name. Now, before my brother comes to pray for the sick, some of you have heard this story, but I want to tell it just because we taught at our home church over at Calvary and Irving. We taught a very large class at that church, much larger than this church is. And one morning, the Holy Spirit was just going crazy. And, I mean, literally, I just walked down and I just waved my hand at a whole row and everybody would just fall into their chairs. It was a crazy day. And they had a... As I'm getting older, I have to be careful how I say this. An older person's class. It's called the Prime Timers. And a lady that always went to the Prime Timers just felt like she was going there and the Holy Spirit said, go to that class today. We were praying for the sick. People were falling out. I mean, it was crazy. And afterwards, we anointed handkerchiefs. She didn't have any. So we had some napkins. And we anointed four napkins with oil. I prayed over them and gave them to her. She told me, I got four friends in the hospital that aren't supposed to go home. They're all expected to die. And I said, will you take these, sister, and you watch God do what God wants to do here. And she did, and I was excited all week, and we were in the bookstore over at Calvary, and she comes in that next Sunday morning, she's all happy, and she goes, Pastor, they all went home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And my whole spirit just went downcast, and I said, I am so sorry. She's, no, Pastor, they all left the hospital and went home. I thought they went home to heaven. True story. Great man of faith here, right? But every one of those people weren't supposed to go home, and they all went home. So when this man comes, and we're anointing whatever it is you got, you take it to whoever you need prayer for, and you just believe in Jesus' name that that anointing transfers to them. The apostle's shadows would cross people, and they would be healed. They would send aprons and people would be healed. Demons would flee. So as he moves on with the service in whatever order he chooses to do so, you just stay in this attitude. We've been hooping and hollering and it's all wonderful. But now it's business. And you just have that high expectancy that he has built. That expectancy of faith that was just received in this offering. And everything else we do tonight. And let's watch God heal the sick and set people free. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother?
Let's give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Amen.
Amen.
stand tonight. Everybody stand in the name of the Lord. Everybody hold your hands out like this. Everybody hold your hands out like this. Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive. Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive. In just a moment, I'm going to have you line up against this wall over here, form one line all the way around back behind the church down this aisle. You're going to come through the prayer line. We're going to lay hands on you. Pastor's going to stand on one side. I'm going to stand on this side. You're going to walk between us. We're going to anoint your, he's going to anoint your hands with oil. Everybody hold your hands out. He's going to anoint your hands, symbolizing as your pastor that you're going to give out the anointing of God, that you're going to lay hands on the sick, that miracles, everybody shout miracles. Are going to flow from your hands in the name of
Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
I'm going to anoint your forehead with oil, symbolizing you receiving the anointing, receiving your breakthrough. If you have your checkbook, your wallet, if you want us to pray over it, bring it in your hands. We'll lay hands. If you have handkerchiefs, if you have pillowcases, bed sheets that you want us to pray over so the salvation will come to your family in the year 2020, bring those through. If you have handkerchiefs, bring those. We'll anoint them with oil. And when we anoint you with oil, I want you to say, Lord. Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive.
I receive.
Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive.
I receive.
Now, when we anoint you with oil, and you fill us, anoint you with oil, and I anoint your forehead, he anoints your hands. We anoint your handkerchiefs or whatever you bring through, if you or your checkbook, whatever you have with you. I don't want you to say, Lord, I receive. I want you to say it out loud. Everybody say, loud.
Loud.
Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive.
I receive.
So when you feel us anoint you, that's the three words I want to shout out loud. Everybody say, loud.
Loud.
Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive.
I receive.
And as we lay hands on you and you claim that Lord, I receive, God's going to give you that miracle. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God's going to give you that healing tonight. Everybody shout tonight.
Tonight.
That debts are going to be broken tonight. Everybody shout tonight.
Tonight.
That you're going to walk in divine healing tonight. Everybody shout tonight.
Tonight.
That generation curses are going to be broken tonight. Everybody shout tonight.
Tonight.
That miracles are going to take place tonight.
Tonight.
Everybody shout tonight.
Tonight.
Are you ready? I want everybody, as they sing and play, I want everybody to line up against this wall over here. Everybody in one line all the way around back behind the church. Everybody, sing it, Brother David, in the name of the Lord. Put your hands together and sing it. Everybody sing it as you line up. Everybody sing it tonight. Come on.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every heart.
I worship you,
I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. And you are
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. And you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Through the way,
you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. And that is who you are. 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 And that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You are
waymaker.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship You. I worship You. You are here, working in this place. I worship You. I worship You. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship You. I worship You. You are here, working in this place. I worship You. I worship You. And You are
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who You are.
You are
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are.
Through the way,
You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are.
And You are
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who You are.
That is who You are.
That is who You are. That is who You are. That is who You are. That is who You are. That is who You are. That is who You are.
That is who You are. That is who You are.
Stretch your hands towards these right here. There's two more. Come right now in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I receive my miracle, my breakthrough. I receive it tonight. In Jesus' name. Cleopatra, in Jesus' name. Let me see some oil. Lisa, come. Lisa, come. Put your hands right here on this baby. Put your hands right here on her baby. Lord, I decree perfect health in this daughter, Victoria, a prophetess dedicated to You. In Jesus' name, I declare right now, Lord, I receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands unto God, a prophetess unto God. Come on, a prophetess unto God. Lift your hands. Come on, sing it again, Brother David. Come on. Lift your hands and worship Him. Come on, everybody.
That is who You are.
Come on, everybody.
That is who You are.
Lift your hands and worship God.
That is who You are. That is who You are.
Come on, worship God.
That is who You are. That is who You are. That is.
Light in the darkness,
my God, that is who. light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. And you are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.